Now, ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
It is 6 o'clock, and we are live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. We're broadcasting from the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text is 21232. Also on Twitter at ESPN 580. Nick and at the Jerry Daniels. Got a full two-hour show from us here tonight. We're going to take you up to 8 o'clock. The Kevin Sutton Show on 8 to 9. Your home for extreme sports coverage. It's Wrestling Wednesday. I'm going to try to come to terms with that over the next 2 hours. We're going to get into a whole lot on today's show. We're going to talk some U.S. Open. Tony Austin from Fairways and Greens that you hear from 9 to 10 every Saturday right here on ESPN 580 with Mac McDonald is going to join us at 7:15, and we'll talk about Phil Mickelson. Will he, won't he make the tee time tomorrow? What the U.S. Open course looks like, and kind of get you ready for a couple of favorites for tomorrow if you're a gambling man. Of course, you still have some time to get your money down at Victory Casino Cruises to the sports book there. We'll get into some Golden State Warriors talk. Will they, won't they go to the White House? Though I have to say, it is an early issue. It is way too early to talk about it. And as a 27-year-old guy who likes to talk sports, I don't know why we care about it that much. I don't. I don't know why we care about it. I don't know why it really matters that much if Andre Iguodala is standing next to Donald Trump or not, because in the only universe where he would stand next to Donald Trump, it would be the Golden State Warriors winning the title. Like, it's two guys that are nothing alike, that really don't run in the same circles, don't want to be around each other, yet society seems kind of hell-bent on the Warriors being forced to go there, or not forced to go there, depending on how you feel. We might talk about that and get into a whole lot more as well. It's baseball season. We've got an early look at the NFL and, of course, some of the off-season storylines for the NBA. But, of course, we start every show with the top trending topics from around Orlando. It is Top 6 at 6.
And now, the Top 6 at 6. One.
That's right. It's our Yuengling Six Pack, brought to you by our friends at America's Oldest Brewery. Since 1829, Yuengling Summer Wheat is available. In fact, it's available tomorrow for Thirsty Thursdays at the Florida League game up there. The River Rats are going to be facing off against the Leesburg Lightning. For more information on the Florida League, sponsored by Major League Baseball and Yuengling, check them out at floridaleague.com. Well, the big story trending in Central Florida, by the way, have you ever looked at the map of what zip codes support on Facebook, what teams in the United States?
No, actually.
It's quite interesting.
You have too much time on your hands.
Pittsburgh is in the top five in both hockey and football in Central Florida.
Does not surprise me. The top teams here in Central Florida, and you get some of the demographics in the business we're in, New York teams, yes. New England team, you know, Patriots, Giants, no Jets, by the way. That's kind of strange. Pittsburgh Steelers as well. Then a couple other miscellaneous teams. The Dolphins are kind of the big NFL team here in Orlando.
Yeah, they definitely are the big team here in Orlando. But the Penguins are also popular in Steel City. Over 600,000 people showed up today for that celebration. That's two times the population of the city proper. Mm-hmm. And it's one in four people in the metro area. One in four. That's just crazy.
You seem overly excited about the whole one in four thing.
That's just amazing to me that that many people would populate a city on top of, you know, Pittsburgh's one of those towns where maybe it only has 300,000 people, 400,000
right.
people. But during Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, the city triples in size because of the office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So you throw in an extra 650,000 people today. I wouldn't have wanted to be in anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of commuters that work there in Pittsburgh. The thing that surprised me the most about that many people coming out, and listen, we've done a whole lot with crowd estimations this year. Okay, so I don't want to get way overly into this. Okay, but is the fact that they won the Stanley Cup a year ago and still had this big of a turnout? Because I think a lot of fans would be like, "I did it last year," and here's a question no one ever asked. You see, when the Cubs won it, like 2 million people, it was like the seventh highest human migration in world history. Okay, where are they all going to the bathroom?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And it is the question. Okay, everyone's there. Everyone's drunk. Where are they going to the bathroom?
There is Three Rivers there.
Yeah. Okay. That's awful.
Two.
Hey, you opened it up for me. Speaking of victory parades, we have one tomorrow, but that one's in Oakland. They have a bay. I don't know how many people we're going to expect tomorrow, but this is KD's big celebration. This is his first ring and the second ring in 3 years for the Golden State Warriors. How many do you expect? What's your over-under tomorrow?
For the people?
Yeah.
Do we know what it was in 2015?
I did not look that up. I do know how many people were in Cleveland last year.
All right, fine. No, Cleveland doesn't. That was a once in a generation. That was a generational thing. 650,000. I put it right around 900,000 people.
You think it exceeds the Penguins?
I think it does.
I say 400. We'll see.
400 front running fans, as everyone will call it.
400,000. 400,000.
Right? No, 400,000. Of course, front running fans, as they'll call it on Twitter.
Three.
They'll just say they were afraid to go down to Oakland. That's probably really the case. Well, you heard of the news right here on ESPN 580 last hour on Scott Inez in the afternoons. On August 26th, it is official. Conor McGregor will fight Floyd Mayweather. I'm sure some other drama will come up between now and then. There are two possible fight locations. To clarify, the reason for the switch is because the new home of the Golden Knights, the new NHL team there in Las Vegas, their home has not finished yet. That's the T-Mobile Arena. Actually, one of my good friends is out there right now for ECHL meetings, and they got a chance to check out the arena. If that arena, 16,000 seats of it, is not ready for the game, then it will take place at the MGM, which is famous for being the location where that guy with the high-pitched voice got in a fight with back in the day, and then Tupac got shot out front.
Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Okay, and Tupac. Well, those are two things to go to there. It's also famous for being Terry Benedict's casino.
He owns the T-Mobile, too.
I did the whole thing about during Scott's show about why we shouldn't be looking forward to this fight. Here's one thing I'm looking forward to, because if there's anything that Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather are better at than their respected fighting sport, it's being petty and talking trash. And Conor McGregor started off perfectly today when he tweeted at 5:30 Eastern time, the fight is on. He put a picture of himself up there and then a man wearing a TMT hat. So you look at it quickly and it's like, okay, it's Floyd Mayweather. It's not. It's Floyd Mayweather's father. Okay, so it's him and the father up there, which I think is just peak petty or a mistake. And these guys are going to talk a ton of trash leading up to this thing on the 26th. And that's going to be the most exciting thing about the fight. All the buildup, because the fight's going to be awful.
Four.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope really I'm wrong, hope too, I'm because wrong. I want to be entertained. But at least I got an invite to Scotty's house for it, and I'm in on that.
I heard that. That was hilarious. And I thank you very much for saying you're going to bring the Yingling.
I'm going to
I can't imagine Yingling. Where that Yingling's coming from. But
going to go to the... I'm bringing the Yingling. Every great party has some Yingling.
Speaking of Yingling, we are halfway through our Yingling six-pack. It is the top six trending stories in Central Florida, as I call the 407-321. Remind you, tomorrow we will have Michael Matz on with us at 6:45 to talk about this sports book when it opens up. Can't wait for that. All right, well, the U.S. Open round one starts tomorrow at Erin Hills in Wisconsin. We will talk to Tony Austin at 6:45 tonight about who is in the field. The top 24 of the top 25 golfers are in. One of them is an 18-year-old from Chile. It is, without a doubt, historic for the U.S. Open to include the top amateur. This year's top amateur is and attends the University of, you ready? South Florida.
All right, go Bulls.
See?
Yeah.
I had a reason for this
best
plug.
Best of the best go through Tampa.
So expect to see greatness this week, and I actually have been doing a little research on this guy from USF, and apparently he's all that in a bag of chips. So I expect to see him make it at least, you know, interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk to Tony at 7:15 today and tonight, that is. And my early picks, and we'll talk about this at 7:15. I like Bubba.
Really?
I like Bubba in this tournament. And I like Dustin Johnson. We'll talk about that at 7:15.
Five.
As long as he doesn't fall down any stairs. All right. Orlando City has moved the city pretty much since 2011. It's been a big part of this community. I know my friend Kay Rollins has been huge in the community. She runs the foundation. She's in charge of community involvement. Why is this a big deal? Because today they received the ESPN Stuart Scott Award for their efforts, not only in the community, but surrounding the massacre here in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub. Congratulations to the marketing, promotions, charitable, and foundation team at Orlando City for all of their work here in the community.
Yeah, it was great to see that, for them to be recognized for the role that Orlando City has had in helping this community heal. It will be, excuse me, a great award for them to have kind of the champion, is how this entire community came together and grew after that tragedy.
And I think this is the first time an MLS team's been awarded with this award. So
I don't think the award has not been around that long, like two or three years only. Yeah,
I just
six.
It still counts.
Absolutely.
Number six, we stay with Orlando City. They play tonight. That game is not going to be aired. So if you want to see it, you got to do it in person. Tickets are still available at OrlandoCitySC.com. They're going to be facing off against the NASL's Miami FC. They are a very good team in the Division II League. That is part of the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which is going to be going on now through, I believe, July 28th. So there's a chance if they get past Miami FC, you will have an opportunity to see more U.S. Open Cup competition here in Orlando.
Yeah, looking forward to tonight. I think that Jason Christ said earlier today or yesterday that they're going full bore. They want to win this thing. And we talked to Tom Traxler last night that, and he said the same thing, that they're not taking this lightly. It's not kind of a non-MLS tournament. They're going to go hard. So it'll be interesting to see how far Orlando City can get.
If you did not catch all of ESPN 580 today, shame on you. But we're going to bring you up to speed with the ESPN Rewind right here on Live, Local, and Loud coming up next.